where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
The Sons of the Pioneers were the most successful Western harmony group of all time. Enjoying a career longevity that began in the early 1930s and still continues today, with of course the obvious personnel changes. They were formed originally as the Pioneer Trio because of Ohio-born Leonard Sly's love of harmony, singing, and his desire to be part of a vocal group. The name change came about when a radio announcer introduced them as the Sons of the Pioneers, because he argued they were too young to be pioneers. And the name stuck. Oh yeah, Leonard Sly later changed his name to Roy Rogers.
A discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Welcome to Dead Wax 78. I'm your host, Sean, and the podcast where we're going to talk about old-timey tunes, music, and all that lost talent. This episode, we're going to talk about the Sons of the Pioneers. In the spring of 1931, Ohio-born Leonard Sly, the cowboy singer who would later change his name to Roy Rogers, arrived in California and found work as a truck driver, and later as a fruit picker for the Del Monte Company in California's Central Valley. He entered an amateur singing contest on a Los Angeles radio show called Midnight Frolics, and a few days later got an invitation to join a group called the Rocky Mountaineers. So in September 1931, the Canadian-born Bob Nolan answered a classified ad in the Los Angeles Herald Examiner that read, "A yodeler for old-time act to travel. Tenor preferred." The band was the Rocky Mountaineers. By then, it was led by Leonard Sly. After listening to the tall, slender, tanned Nolan sing and yodel, Sly hired Nolan on the spot. Although Nolan stayed with the group only a short time, he stayed in touch with Sly. Nolan was replaced by Tim Spencer, who had been working in a Safeway store warehouse. So in the spring of 1932, Sly, Spencer, and another singer, Slumber Nichols, left the Rocky Mountaineers to form a trio, which soon failed. Throughout most of 1932, Sly and Spencer moved through a series of short-lived groups like the International Cowboys and the O-Bar O Cowboys. Spencer left the O-Bar O Cowboys and quit music for a while. Sly joined Jack Lefebvre and his Texas Outlaws, who were a popular act on the local Los Angeles radio station. In early 1933, Sly, Nolan, and Spencer formed a group called the Pioneer Trio. The three young singers rehearsed for weeks honing their singing, while Sly continued to work with his radio singing group. Spencer and Nolan began writing songs for their own group. Here's side one, Cool Water.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? The nights are cool and I'm a pool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water. A
But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
And don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water.
Cool water.
And way up there,
don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water.
Cool water.
Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water.
Cool, clear water.
By early 1934, the group consisted of Leonard Sly, Bob Nolan, and Tim Spencer on vocals, with Nolan playing a string bass and Sly playing rhythm guitar. During that time, fiddle player Hugh Farr joined the group, adding a bass voice to the group's vocal arrangements. He also sang lead on some songs. Later that year, the Pioneer Trio became the Sons of the Pioneers. Like I said, through a radio station announcer's chance remark. Asked why he changed their names, the announcer said they were way too young to be pioneers, but they could be the sons of pioneers. That name was well received, and it fit the group, who no longer was a trio. And by the summer, the Sons of the Pioneers' popularity and fame extended beyond the Los Angeles area and quickly spread across the United States, through short syndicated radio segments that were rebroadcast all over the country. They signed a recording contract with the newly founded Decca label, and on August 8, 1934, the Sons made their first commercial recording. That same day, the immensely popular crooner Bing Crosby also made his first Decca session. One of the first songs recorded by the Sons of the Pioneers during the first August sessions was written by Bob Nolan, Tumbling Tumbleweeds. That would soon become the staple of their repertoire. The original title was Tumbling Leaves, but it was changed to give the song a Western character. Over the next 2 years, the group would record 32 songs for Decca. Their output included a 1937 recording of The Blue, Juniata by Marion Dick Sullivan. Here's side two, Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind, nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. I know when night has gone, that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep
keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Now, Roy Rogers, you know, born Leonard Franklin Sly on November 5th, 1911, nicknamed the King of the Cowboys, was a singer, actor, television host, and radio performer, like we know. But Rogers was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. The family lived in a tenement on 2nd Street where the Riverfront Stadium was later constructed. Rogers used to joke that he was born at second base. Len had three sisters, Kathleen, Mary, and Cleta. But dissatisfied with his job and city life, his father and his uncle had built this 12 by 50 foot houseboat from salvaged lumber. In July 1912, the Sly family traveled up the Ohio River towards Portsmouth, desiring a more stable existence in Portsmouth. They purchased land on which they planned on building a house, but instead, the great flood of 1913 enabled them to move the houseboat onto their property and continued living in it till it was dry land again. Living on the farm with no radio, the family made its own entertainment, like a lot of families. On Saturday nights, they often invited neighbors over for square dances, during which Len would sing and play mandolin and call square dances. He also learned to yodel during this time. And with his mother, they would use different yodels to communicate with each other across long distances. Somehow, I can just picture that from a movie. Following early work under his given name, first as the co-founder of the Sons of the Pioneers and then as an actor, the rebranded Roy Rogers then became one of the most famous and popular Western stars of his era. He appeared in almost 90 films, as well as numerous episodes of his self-titled radio program for 9 years, between like 1951 and 1957. He also appeared with his wife, Dale Evans, his golden Palomino Trigger, and his fateful German Shepherd, Bullet. Rogers is best remembered for his signature song, Happy Trails. Now, Rogers was the only country singer to be inducted twice into the Country Music Hall of Fame, alongside Bob Hope, Mickey Rooney, Tony Martin. He's the recipient of 4 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the latter of which was in honor of his band. In his last years, he lent his name to a franchise chain of Roy Rogers restaurants. Now, Rogers died of heart failure on July 6, 1998, at the age of 86, in Apple Valley, California. He was buried at Sunset Hills Memorial Park in Apple Valley, as was his wife, Dale Evans, 3 years later. Here's side 3, Yodeling Cowboy.
My cowboy's life is so happy and free. Out west, where the laws don't bother me. I take my troubles like a toy. I'm just a yodeling cowboy. As I go down this lonesome trail, just galloping on, I love yodeling cowboy song.
Now, as for Bob Nolan, who was born Clarence Robert Nobles, April 13, 1908, was a Canadian-born American singer-songwriter and actor. He was a founding member of the Sons and composer of numerous country music and western music songs, including the standards Cool Water, Tumbling Tumbleweeds, and he's generally regarded as one of the finest western songwriters of all time. As an actor and singer, he appeared in scores of Western films. Nolan was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, to Harry Nobles and Flora Elizabeth Hussey Nobles. The couple separated in 1915, and Flora raised her two little boys in Winnipeg. So in the summer of 1916, Flora temporarily moved her children to her husband's parents' home in Hatfield Point, New Brunswick. But due to the meddling of his father, Nolan never saw his mother again. After he left school, Nolan drifted around the country finding work where he could and always writing songs. He took a lifeguard job in Los Angeles in 1929, and his father had changed his name to Nolan, and it was Bob Nolan that he began a career as a singer on the Chautauqua Tent Show circuit and as a lifeguard in Santa Monica. By 1949, Nolan retired from his show business and began a semi-secluded life as a songwriter. He returned to record with the Sons of the Pioneers in 1956 at the insistence of RCA Victor executives who wanted to capitalize on Nolan's TV exposure in the old Rogers Westerns. In 1971, Nolan was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. And in 1980, at the age of 72, Nolan recorded his last LP album, Bob Nolan, The Sound of a Pioneer. Now, Nolan died June 16, 1980, in Newport Beach, California, of a heart attack. And at his request, his ashes were scattered in Red Rock Canyon in the Nevada desert. Now, Vernon Harold Timothy Spencer was born on July 13, 1908 in Webb City, Missouri. His family moved to New Mexico when Tim was just 5 years old, one of eight boys and two girls. The family later moved to Pitcher, Oklahoma 2 years later. And in 1931, Tim left Oklahoma for Los Angeles and began working at the Safeway. Spencer appeared with the Sons of the Pioneers in multiple films and wrote many of the songs they performed. He retired from the Sons of the Pioneers in 1949, but continued managing them until 1952, and recorded with them until about 1957 for RCA Victor. After leaving the group, Spencer organized a gospel music publishing company called Manna Music. The company secured the rights to How Great Thou Art, which provided a solid business footing. Tim Spencer himself was inducted into the Western Music Hall of Fame as an individual Western music songwriter and as a member of the Sons of the Pioneers. He was also inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 1985 and the Hall of Great Western Performers in 1995. Here's side four, Blue Giunietta. I'm pretty sure I messed that up.
An Indian maid, bright Alpharetta, where sweet the waters of the Blue Giunietta. Swift as an antelope through the forest going, loose were her jetty locks in wavy tresses flowing, going.
While rolled an Indian maid, bright Alpharetta, where sweet the waters of the Blue Giunietta.
The mountain song of bright Alpharetta, where sweet the waters of the Blue Giunietta. Strong and true my arrows are in my painted quiver, swift goes my light canoe down the rapid river ever.
While rolled an Indian maid, bright Alpharetta, where sweet the waters of the Blue Giunietta.
The love of Alpharetta, proud waves his snowy plumes along the Giunietta. Swift and low he speaks to me, then his war cry sounding, rings his voice in thunder loud from height to height resounding, bounding.
While rolled an Indian maid, bright Alpharetta, where sweep the waters of the Blue Giunietta.
Sang the Indian girl, bright Alpharetta, where sweet the waters of the Blue Giunietta. Fleeting years have borne away the voice of Alpharetta, still sweep the waters of the Blue Giunietta water.
While rolled an Indian maid, bright Alpharetta, where sweet the waters of the Blue Giunietta.
The Sons of the Pioneers have never stopped performing since their inception in 1934. In addition to their appearances and filmed performances, their music was used in numerous other films and television shows. A Wagon Master in 1949, the Rio Grande in 1950, and performed the theme song for the John Ford classic, The Searchers, in 1956. And in 1977, the Smithsonian Institution, which designated certain artists and performers who have made a noteworthy contribution to the arts and culture of America, named the Sons of the Pioneers as a national treasure. Thank you for listening. I'm Sean. This is Dead Wax 78. And like I always say, I will catch you on the flip side.